Good day, everyone. This is Paige Estrotori, your trusty news presenter for Financial Services Online. Today, we bring you the rundown of the most pertinent insurance news that took center stage this week. Our first story hones in on the topic of longevity risks. On July 17th this year, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or ARRA, convened its annual CEO roundtable. Representatives from 21 life insurance companies concluded that a lack of public awareness, misconceptions about the benefits, and a nest egg mentality have hindered the popularity of longevity products. Oddly, this contrasts with defined benefit members who prefer income streams. APRA's research suggests that countries with more robust longevity product markets often have governmental incentives or mandates strongly encouraging participation. The participants emphasize the pivotal role of insurance providers in developing effective longevity solutions, increasing financial literacy amongst retirees, and bridging the disconnect between the need and uptake of such products. They suggested exploring a potential soft default option for certain retiree cohorts. It's a complicated notion, but an engaging advisory model with adequate protections could greatly benefit members. However, restrictive legislative frameworks currently hinder innovation. International models suggest that supportive capital frameworks and governmental incentives significantly encourage innovation. The discussions highlighted that the burgeoning account balances of Australian retirees necessitate innovative longevity solutions, and APRA seems committed to encouraging collaboration and growth in this arena. Switching gears, let's talk about the escalated risks posed by the shifting weather patterns. The Insurance Council of Australia's report for 2023-24 shows a staggering 73% rise in extreme weather-related claims, tallying up to a whopping $2.19 billion in losses. Despite hiking up premiums in response to climatic upheavals, profitability of the industry has tanked alarmingly. The Council urges government action to formulate strategic planning and resilience measures to ensure insurance affordability and a sturdy insurance sector. Our third story brings AI and modernization into the spotlight. The insurance industry has been urged to embrace modern systems to harness the potential of artificial intelligence, according to a report by HyperExponential. It has been found that underwriters spend an absurd 3 hours daily on manual data input, while almost half of the actuaries need over a month to implement complex changes in pricing models. In a world revolving around data-driven decisions, it's high time outdated systems are upgraded. Lastly, a recent verdict in an insurance dispute has reminded us to never underestimate the importance of understanding insurance exclusions in volatile geopolitical situations. A claim for reimbursement from Chubb Insurance for canceled flights was denied due to conflict-related disruptions, classifying the situation as an act of terrorism and thus ineligible for coverage. Stay sharp and informed, Australia. As always, if you're looking for reliable personal or business insurance, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. That's all for this week's wrap-up. I'm Paige Estrotori. Till next Thursday.